Are you ready to create a life of balance, abundance, and joy? To live from a place of right intention and right alignment in all that you do? Then tune in right now to Living on Purpose with your host, Carolyn Romano. Living on Purpose is about standing in the center of your life so that no matter what's happening around you, you can respond from a place of peace and strength. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways you're meant to serve and grow while staying open to experiencing life fully. Living on Purpose is a time for us to come together to remember our divine selves while we learn and wonder about, weigh and consider, and unpack and repack the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life.
Welcome to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano. I'm Carolyn Romano, your host, and I'm delighted to be here with you tonight. You are listening to a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network live broadcast here at AM 1510 Revolution Boston in beautiful Marina Bay. To learn more and for a full station schedule that includes our affiliate showtimes, go to dreamvisions7radio.com. Tonight's topic is the wisdom of wellness, exploring the relationship between wholeness and health. Listeners, I invite you to join in on the conversation tonight. The number to call is 866-338-9663. Again, that's 866-338-9663. So a couple of housekeeping items. This show is also aired on DreamVision7Radio.com at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday, as well as on other affiliates. And it's also now downloadable on iTunes on the DreamVision 7 Radio channel, so you can listen to it whenever you'd like. In our last show, it was about Sweat Lodge, purifying body, mind, and spirit. We discussed the Sweat Lodge ceremony, doing an inventory of our talents and gifts, and how we get support for mind, body, and spirit. We also talked about dropping the illusion of who you are and about nurturing, true nurturing of the self. So I was reviewing the show this past week and really felt good about some of the suggestions that I was offering to folks. So I encourage you, if you haven't heard that yet, to go back and see what was there. You can hear that on the archives at dreamvision7radio.com or on my website, blisshealingarts.com. But let's get into tonight's topic, the wisdom of wellness, exploring the relationship between wholeness and health. You know, when we talk about wellness, what is it that we most think about? I mean, I personally tend to lean toward how am I doing physically? Am I well? Do I feel healthy, energetic, strong? Are all my systems functioning the way they should? What did my last physical reveal or my last set of lab blood work? How's my cholesterol? You know, those kinds of things that are all indicators of a certain level of health, for sure, and they're important. But the idea of wellness goes further than that. And determining wellness in its broadest terms, for me anyway, means what's going on for me at all levels, mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. In fact, those first three levels, mental, emotional, and spiritual, are the ones that more often than not are directly influencing, if not actively creating, how I'm feeling physically at any given moment. And I would venture to say that that's often the case for you as well. So wellness, it's really about balance, about standing in the center on all levels. It's about being in touch with your personal truth. We'll talk more about that later in the hour. It's about being in touch with your authentic self and really living from that place. That idea and how we get there is what we're going to focus on in this broadcast. So just last week, I went to see one of the many wonderful healing practitioners that are part of my circle of support. And this person is an expert in nutrition and Chinese medicine. I mean, you name it. He really, he knows it. So I went in just as a follow-up to a prior appointment, and I talked about this enormous fatigue that I've been feeling. I mean, it's just been miserable. And, you know, I do have some chronic health issues that I have to keep an eye on the physical level, but at the start of the appointment, it occurred to me that I should really explore with him how much of what I've been experiencing is related to my mental and emotional state. So within the course of the session, what we've figured out, actually pretty quickly, was that all of it was related to my mental and emotional state, pretty much 50-50. So, okay, it was time for me to pay attention then, like what is this about? And what is true for me right now in my life that's contributing to this crazy level of fatigue? And it's really no secret. It was immediately clear to me. And it's that I'm involved in several projects, excuse me, in my work life that are very time and labor intensive, and they're on subjects that are probably not the things that I'm most passionate about. It's pretty creative work too, which ordinarily is okay, and I love putting together shows like this and doing other kinds of writing, but this particular writing that I'm involved in is in fields that are not, you know, things I'm particularly passionate about. They're deadline-driven, all that. And it's making me feel tired and sick. And so all of this is to say that so often our biography creates our biology. And I know that sometimes sounds far-fetched, but it really is true. This mind-body connection, the things that are happening in our lives, the stories that we tell ourselves really can have direct influence on what happens in our physical bodies. So I had some flower essences prescribed to me, and so these are basically, they come in a bottle, it's a liquid, but it's distilled down, the flower is distilled down to just its essence, to its vibrational level. And so one of them was pretty basic. It's called olive, and its purpose is to restore energy when you're physically and mentally exhausted. So, okay, that fits. The other one surprised me, and it was sweet chestnut, and its purpose is to bring optimism and peace of mind when anguish overwhelms you and you can find no way out. That was so dead on to how I have been feeling lately, just so completely overwhelmed and not feeling like there was a way out, you know, the only way out was through it all. So, you know, I'm trying to walk my talk and do work that I am passionate about, how do I get myself in this place of doing things that don't feel like they're a good fit for me? And, you know, I need to explore that topic, and I put this forward tonight because perhaps there are areas in your life where you're doing the same thing. So what are the old beliefs or paradigms that I've been operating under that cause me to believe that my life has to be this hard or that I have to take on work that doesn't really satisfy? And so, you know, I realize that I can shift this. I need to shift this. I know how to shift it, and I'm ready. So then the question becomes, how do we do this? And so, you know, we've delved into this idea of wellness a little bit in the last couple minutes. How do we get into this idea of wisdom? What's the connection there? Well, when we think of wisdom, because the show is The Wisdom of Wellness, in Native American tradition, you find that wisdom is the north direction on the medicine wheel. Gratitude is also there. The buffalo is there, which symbolizes a gift. So, you know, wisdom itself is a gift. It's a teaching, often a hard one, that we are wise to accept when it's offered to us. It often comes from the experiences that we have, if only we learn from them, right? I mean, a lot of times people say, please learn from my mistakes, but really, you can't. You have to go through it yourself to really understand the experience, to get the lesson, to internalize it, to gain the wisdom that comes with it. So there's this interesting vision that Jamie Sams, I've referred to her often in prior shows, talks about. She's a Native American woman and has fantastic information in her books related to these sacred path cards. So she talks about this vision that she had of being at a council fire, and these elders there gave her three gifts that denoted the roads to wisdom. And so the first elder, a grandmother, came up to her and gave her a conch shell and said, the power of listening to Mother Earth, her creature beings, and her children, through listening, you may come to know wisdom. Okay, so the conch shell is about listening as a road to wisdom. The second elder, grandfather, gave her a tomahawk and said that the tomahawk represents the peacemaker who knows when to bury the hatchet and forgive and when to defend with truth. It is through proper use of truth, forgiveness, and humility that you may also know wisdom. Okay, so we've got the conch shell for listening and the tomahawk for forgiveness and for defending the truth. Now, the third elder was Taesan Wee, white buffalo calf woman. And what she gave to Jamie was the pipe in this vision and said, the pipe is the symbol of balanced shields, male and female, and of being grateful for the beauty of great mysteries, perfect plan. The third path of wisdom is gratitude and prayers of thankfulness. Through this path, you may also know wisdom. So I thought those were pretty powerful and very applicable to this idea of getting to wisdom with regard to the self. I mean, we can't really learn about it from another person. You can't get it from a book. Unfortunately, you can't get it from a radio show either. But we really get it from introspection. And introspection, this idea of going within to listen, is the West Shield, or the place of the West on the Native American medicine wheel. So when you think about the West, West is also the place of bear. So think about what you know about a bear. I mean, bears eat and play and roam around in the nice weather, and then when winter comes, they hibernate, go into the cave, into the darkness. And they rely on everything that they've ingested to sustain them while they're hibernating, right? So during that time, they digest, they integrate, and their body uses what it needs from the fat stores that it has. They release waste through their skin. So I hope you're seeing the metaphor here as it approaches. You know, how do we get to wisdom regarding the self? Well, like the bear, we enter the cave, the stillness of our sacred space. Okay, so it's entering the silence and listening. If you remember the conch shell, listening, the first path on the road to wisdom. So this idea is about literally being still on the one hand, but it's also about being willing to receive the answers that are made available to us through the experience of daily life. I think we get a lot of information, we get a lot of answers to questions, just as we go about our day-to-day lives. So it's this idea of being still on the one hand, but also really being receptive and open on the other, to what's going on around us. So think about that, and think about these introspective questions that I'm about to ask. What is true for you at your core? Especially when you're able to push aside any tendencies that you may have to be approval-seeking. That's something that I struggled with so much in my teens and 20s. Or when you push aside or decide, at least for a moment, that you're not going to give in to a fear that you may have of being different. Who are you? And what is it that you really want? What are the hopes and dreams that you had for your life? That you still have for your life? Where are you in realizing all those dreams? Are there dreams you've outgrown? What about new dreams? So enter the silence and listen. Both the questions and the answers will emerge. You don't have to come up with either. They're already there. You just need to be still, aware, receptive, open, willing. Silence can be tough. I remember listening or watching my first Eckhart Tolle DVD at some event, and he's a great spiritual teacher, if you're not familiar with him, he opened his talk with silence. And this was something he always did, but since it was my first time watching, I had no idea that this was his MO. So I'm sitting there in a room full of people who are also sitting there, and it's just his face on the monitor looking out at us. and looking out at us and looking out at us some more and not saying anything. And it's just silence. And for me, at least back then, it was so uncomfortable. I'm like, is something wrong? Is the, you know, monitor stuck? Like, why isn't he saying anything? It was really this level of discomfort that was tough. I mean, it can be hard to be without distraction. And especially on the radio, that's a prime place where you're not allowed to have much empty space. So entering the silence, really thinking about that and anticipating that it might be an experience for you that is a little bit challenging. Okay, so entering the silence, similar to the bear going in the cave for hibernation season, and thinking about, you know, we hear those questions and we digest the answers that come, and we learn to figure out how the answers apply to our present life circumstances, okay? So it's about integrating this information and discerning what our personal truth is, okay? So this is this idea of personal wisdom, wisdom of the self. So remember, I talked a few moments ago about the second path on the road to wisdom is the tomahawk, knowing when to defend the truth, like when to defend your truth, your personal truth. So my suggestion here tonight is that you commit to a proper use of the truth and finding these answers that can heal the self. And that idea is really related to our topic tonight, this idea of the wisdom of wellness. So you do that, and then from there, you take all that information that you've integrated and digested, and you create goals and plans. It's a structure for your life, structure for your a life of balance, abundance, joy, and really that's a recipe for wellness. And that's linked to the third road to wisdom that I mentioned early on, which is the pipe. Pipe is about balance, about gratitude, that sort of thing. So both the north and west directions on the medicine wheel teach about growth. They teach about expansion, knowledge, and using truth as your guideline. But if you want to distinguish between the two, you can think about the north as walking your talk and the west shield about discovering what your talk actually is. Okay, so those are two things that we're looking at as key pieces of this idea of self-wisdom and wisdom of wellness. Okay? So it's not always enough for me or for us to know what we're supposed to be doing. A lot of times we do, or we have answers to all these tough questions. I mean, we usually do know, but we get stuck or we just don't do it. We get distracted. We stop being aware. Maybe we just get tired. I mean, stuff gets in the way. Life can get in the way if we're not careful. I remember being, I think, was I in my 30s and realizing that my life hadn't shown up, and I had been waiting all this time for it to show up, and where the heck was it? So we really need to be deliberate and mindful and intentional about figuring out our personal truth, what medicine we have to share, all of those things. Looks like it is time for a break. I look forward to talking to you in a few moments. Mike, why don't you take us to break?
Maybe you have clear goals for your life but wish you were making more progress. Or perhaps you have no idea where you're headed, yet you still feel a sense of urgency to get there. Wherever you find yourself at this moment, consider how you will benefit from shamanic coaching with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts. This face-to-face approach works on achieving alignment on all four levels of your existence: mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Shamanic coaching combines traditional coaching methods with energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and shamanic techniques. The goal, to help people create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. Call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Join CPA, personal financial specialist Jane Honick, and psychologist Amy Wood on Your Money and Your Life on the fourth Saturday of every month at 3 p.m. and create a new life with money, because it's not about the numbers. It's about your state of mind. Jane and Amy will help you master the beliefs that drive not only your financial life, but all the areas of your life that matter. With new awareness and a positive attitude, you'll be on your way to creating a life of greater prosperity. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
If you're feeling the effects of chronic stress, chronic fatigue, or chronic illness in your life, it may be time to learn more about the key role that mind-body medicine can play in restoring and maintaining your health. Through individual or group sessions with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts, you can experience energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and self-care planning designed to enhance health and wellness. Mind-body medicine includes techniques such as Reiki, meditation, breathing practices, guided imagery, and mindfulness, which research increasingly shows support the body's natural ability to heal itself and restore balance. To get started, call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Saturday at 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Join us on Hypnosis with Anna Maria every fourth Sunday at 6 p.m. We're here to support, guide, and teach you how to restore your life, how to stop smoking, how to lose weight, improve your self-esteem or behavior, empower yourself through hypnosis today, and live a better you tomorrow. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at 1510 AM Revolution Boston. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about the wisdom of wellness, exploring the relationship between wholeness and health. Before the break, we were just getting into this idea of knowing that there are things we need to do to be wise about our wellness, or to be introspective and learn about ourselves, but we don't always do what we know we should be doing, that sort of thing. We get stuck, or we stop being aware, and stuff just gets in the way. And so in this segment, I thought we'd talk about, well, what gets in the way of healing the self? A lot of times it's just fearing the unknown. And, you know, what am I actually going to uncover if I decide to go on this healing journey? Sometimes it's the inability to honor sort of that feeling and healing process. There are lots of practitioners who will say you can't heal what you won't feel, that you need to be able to really access those emotions and feelings that are causing that stuckness or, you know, inability to move forward. There's also this idea of owning your ability to heal yourself. Like, where do you stand on that? Do you feel like it's possible for that to happen? You know, can you move away from externalizing blame and really take responsibility for your life. It's your life. You know, and can you say, yes, I can shift this? I mean, this stuff is hard work often. And maybe you're not ready to do the hard work because so many other things in your life are hard. Or maybe, you know, you need to just be more willing, cultivate the willingness, and then the work might not seem so hard. So those are conversations I, you know, questions I ask myself and conversations I have with myself about, you know, really being present to where I am on my healing journey and you know, how far I've come and how much is left for me to tackle in the future. And, you know, I really mean both physical and non-physical healing when I say this. I know I spend a lot of time, you know, asking questions about, you know, mental, emotional, spiritual things, but I am meaning the physical plane as well. I mean, sometimes we put this blind trust in doctors and pills for, you know, the cure for what ails us when it's not so simple. You know, sometimes, you know, there are lifestyle diseases that we all know about that can be reversed through our own effort instead. I mean, maybe can be supported by what our doctors and pharmacists help us with, but really so much of it depends on what we're willing to commit to ourselves every day. You know, that cumulative effect of what we do every day that determines our health over the long term. I say that every show. So what is the area of your life or the areas that need healing? Is it mental, emotional, spiritual, physical? Some combination. I guarantee you it's some combination. It always is. I want to know what your thoughts are. You know, what's the stream of consciousness going on in your head? Is it largely positive or is it mostly negative? You know, what are those tapes that you play over and over? You know, what do you know you need to change? What do you know you want to change? Why do you think you aren't taking any or enough steps to make changes? Do you need new answers to old questions? You know, in thinking about what's no longer serving in your life right now, I sometimes get caught up in sort of the emotions of past experiences and how, you know, how we've responded to things that have happened to us. So one question for you to ask yourself, or that I ask myself, is am I feeling too much grief, too much shame, too much anger, too much fear? And do I not know how to get off it? Like sometimes, you know, we get caught up in anger or grief or fear, and we don't know how to get off it. You know, sometimes we just need to get off it. And, you know, that can happen. It's very real, especially for brains who have a lot of trauma. You know, the neural pathways get pretty defined when you have had these, you know, chronic exposure to trauma, for instance. And so it's very easy to get stuck there. And so you need to kind of do things to retrain your brain. On the other hand, you know, from feeling too much of an emotion, are you afraid to feel too much grief or shame or anger or fear? Is it too difficult to even contemplate going into one of those emotions? And so, you know, instead you're kind of caught up in resistance and repressing your feelings. And, you know, when this happens, boy, oh boy, so much energy goes into keeping those emotions repressed. I mean, talk about fatigue that can happen when you're, you know, stuffing that kind of stuff. It really can have an effect on how you're feeling physically. I mean, how you're feeling on all levels, but also the physical level. For me right now, it's sadness. That's an emotion that just is there for me that I am needing to deal with. And I'm actually a pretty happy person. In fact, I'm joyful much of the time, but I can get pulled into sadness and overwhelmed by it. Not even just sadness for things that have happened, you know, in my personal life, but also just sadness in the world. And, you know, when I'm in a particularly compassionate space and, you know, I see suffering, it's something that can really overwhelm me. And that's especially true, at least in my personal life, when I've lost touch with the present moment. So I offer all of this for your consideration, these notions of wellness and wisdom and healing and what's getting in the way. I mean, there's a lot there to take in and integrate. So, you know, we need to pause and take a deep breath here. But there's a second part to our topic tonight, and that is exploring the relationship between wholeness and health. So we have this, the idea of the wisdom of wellness, and now let's think about the relationship between wholeness and health. One of the reasons that I am committed to doing my healing work and why I encourage others and you to do yours as well has to do with this connection between wholeness and health. So let's look at wholeness first. One of the ways we get whole is by doing our healing work, eliminating barriers to healing. A lot of times we think we're going to find wholeness in another person. Let me tell you, you won't, you don't, I never did. You won't find wholeness in another person. You won't find it in shopping sprees or new cars or in geographic cures, in working too much or other forms of distraction. You won't find it in addiction. And you won't find it by staying wedded to the stories that all of us tell ourselves about our lives, especially stories that are disempowering or that reinforce victim mentalities and feelings of powerlessness. You don't find wholeness by being committed to what's comfortable for you. There's this great cartoon that's floating around on Facebook right now, and, you know, in one part of the cartoon block, there's like a little square with an arrow or something, and it says comfort zone, pointing to the little square. And then over to the right of the square, there's this big puffy cloud, and inside the cloud is written, where the magic happens. And I thought, wow, that's so true. I mean, you have to sometimes really get out of what's comfortable for you to experience the magic, to grow, to evolve, to get into possibility and expansion. So I love that idea of where the magic happens. So wholeness, that's what we're talking about. Wholeness comes from healing our wounds, whether they be mental, emotional, spiritual, or physical. And it also comes from understanding and embracing that we are made in the image of a limitless creative source. I talked about this a couple shows ago, this idea that you're made in the image of a limitless creative source. It's a great way to put it. And that we have gifts that are unique to us that are meant to be shared. That we're okay exactly as we are and exactly as we are not. Both of those things are true. And the funny thing is, like when you've done healing work or as you move towards wholeness, you know it. Like you know when you feel whole. It's this true knowing that is based on experience. And in many ways, it's an arrival at wisdom, or at least the beginnings of it, you know, as you continue to heal. And it's also this realization that you come to, that you honor yourself and the wisdom that's there because of the experiences you have had. And when you're whole, it's suddenly very easy to walk your talk, like we talked about in the first segment of the North Shield. Or if it's not that easy to walk your talk, there's no other way for you. You're going to do it. You're committed to it, no matter how difficult it is, because you feel whole. You're that in touch with being the fullest expression of who you are. And that's what we're after. Joseph Campbell, in an interview once, said something to the effect of that most people think that they're looking for the meaning of life, but really what they're looking for is the experience of being alive. And one of the ways we get there is through achieving wholeness. And so this idea of wholeness, this wisdom that comes from it, is also accompanied by a gratitude for every lesson that we've learned, no matter how difficult. I just came upon the last few weeks this wonderful book called The Healing Runes. And runes are like these little symbols on rocks that I think have a Celtic origin? I'm not sure. But anyway, they're divination tools that have traditional meanings. But in this particular book that I found, they all have a healing interpretation. And one of the runes that I picked tonight was about gratitude, and it said, I thought this was perfect for what we're talking about. If you're just beginning to heal, be thankful that you have indeed begun. If you are already well along in your healing, be grateful for what you have to share with others. Wherever you find yourself on your path, be grateful, even for the things you are unable to change, for they will be your teachers. And I love that idea. Like, be grateful if you've begun. Be grateful if you're further along, because, boy, there are things that you can share with other people that you can understand because you've been through them. You can reach out to other people. It's just so powerful when you've had experiences that have changed you at your core, and you can connect with other people because of that. So now let's think about this idea of wholeness and health and how it relates. In Native American tradition, there's this ceremony called a soul retrieval that a medicine person would do for someone in the tribe if someone has a very traumatic experience, if they're in an accident, if they're raped or hurt in some other way. And the medicine person would want to get with the injured party and do what is called a soul retrieval. The idea is that when you have a very traumatic experience, your soul shatters as a way to cope, and you lose pieces of your soul. And so what the medicine person does is he or she journeys on your behalf to go and get those pieces, those soul pieces that shattered when you had the traumatic event, with the idea of restoring the person to wholeness. And this was so vitally important. It had to be done as soon as possible to help the person restore their wholeness. Now, when you think about that, in Western culture, geez, we never do that. I mean, nobody's coming after me when I have a traumatic event to say, let's get your soul parts back. Although, actually, that's not entirely true. I have had some soul retrieval work, but you understand what I'm saying. So many people are walking around having had these very traumatic experiences and not having had the follow-up healing work or retrieval of their soul pieces that they lost as a result of the experience. So important is that idea of wholeness to health in indigenous societies, that this was of paramount importance. When we also think about sort of our aura or energy fields or the system of chakras, which are energy wheels in your body corresponding to different organ systems and emotions and things like that, issues get held there out in our energy fields or in our chakras. And lots of practitioners will probably agree with me when I say that you have this opportunity to clear issues, emotions, that sort of thing, while they're still out in your energy field, before they manifest on the physical level. And if you ignore them out on the energy field, they kind of work their way in until they manifest on the physical. The best example of that is something that I say every show, and that's about stress and that mind-body connection. Stress causes cellular inflammation in the body, and cellular inflammation is at the root of nearly every disease process. So I want you to be thinking about that as we go to break. When we come back, we'll sort of review where we are so far and then go into several ideas that I have for how we can tackle some of this work. So, Mike, take us to break. I'll talk to you in a few.
Donna Schatz is a licensed acupuncturist located in the Porter Square, Cambridge area of Somerville. With over 25 years of experience, Donna combines massage, acupuncture, and Reiki in her work while focusing on each client's individual needs. Contact Donna at 617-776-3065 or visit www.donnaschatz.com. That's 617-776-3065 or donnaschatz.com.
Horses and quantum concepts are a usual thread of thought. Look for Patricia Cleveland and the Balanced Horse Project the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Please join us on Skydance Astrology, the key to your soul's purpose, with esoteric astrologer Charlene Rose Johnson, the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. Charlene will discuss how this ancient key of the wisdom traditions works and will conduct sample interpretations of this language of the soul. Your spiritual purpose need not be a mystery. For information about obtaining oral readings via phone or Skype or full written reports, please go to the SkydanceAstrology.com webpage. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome to In Spirit with Maria Halverson. I'm Maria Halverson, your host. In Spirit comes to you every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. to bring you stories that will inspire you to open your hearts and minds to the afterlife. In Spirit is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Do you need to relax, have a few laughs, and hear some good news for a change? Join us on Eye of the Storm, your calm place in a crazy world, every third Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern with Charlene Sherman. Eye of the Storm is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Maybe you have clear goals for your life but wish you were making more progress. Or perhaps you have no idea where you're headed, yet you still feel a sense of urgency to get there. Wherever you find yourself at this moment, consider how you will benefit from shamanic coaching with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts. This face-to-face approach works on achieving alignment on all four levels of your existence: mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Shamanic coaching combines traditional coaching methods with energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and shamanic techniques. The goal, to help people create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. Call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Psychic Java with Susan Peters is pouring you a cup of enlightenment. Listen to Psychic Java every first and second Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. This show will bring about spiritual healing, a catalyst to lead you to your own healing abilities. Call in, ask questions, and receive answers, or share your experiences and views. This program is part of the Dream Visions 7 Radio Network.
Ever wonder what your life has in store for you, or what is the next best step for you to take? Tune in to Ada Marie, the true golden oracle, extraordinary life extension specialist, seer, healer, teacher. Hear your answers every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen and be amazed.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at 1510 AM, Revolution Boston. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about the wisdom of wellness, exploring the relationship between wholeness and health. Before the break, we were just getting into the idea of how things that exist in our energy fields, emotions and issues and traumas there, if we don't clear them, usually end up or can end up manifesting on the physical level. And so in our final segment of the show tonight, I thought that we would go over some suggestions, ideas, tips that I have to make the most out of the information that was presented tonight. And so I think about this final segment as my call to action segment to get folks, including myself, motivated to keep on keeping on with all of this work. I also like to remind everybody that we're in 2012, and by all accounts, this is the year of manifestation, of renewal, of transformation, so we can really take advantage of the vibrations that are afoot right now to support us as we move forward. So, first off, when we talked earlier in the show about entering the silence as a good way to get in touch with our personal truth, our personal wisdom. And so what are ways that we can enter the silence? Well, of course, there's always meditation. Super important. Hard for me to have a regular meditation practice, so there's things that I do that sort of help me in other ways, but I put forward meditation as incredibly important as a way of accessing wisdom. In one of the earlier shows we had, I did an interview with Dennis Blazier, who talked a lot about meditation as the pathway to wisdom. So meditation, breathing, being quiet with yourself is one way, and also just being open to answers coming in daily life. So how can you carve out some time to be silent or still? You can go to bed a few minutes earlier and breathe and just see what's there. You can get up a few minutes earlier. I try to do that in the morning before the dogs all hear me stirring. I'll just try to lie there and contemplate my life, or just kind of be there. Sometimes that's a good time to journal, write what's coming into your head. Can you carve out bigger periods of time than that? One of my teachers just this week told me I need to take a day a week for spirit and my spiritual connection. I'm self-employed and I don't have any kids, so I can kind of arrange my schedule to accomplish this, and I'm going to start. But if you can't do that, start small. Can you find a day a month or an evening a week, an hour a day? Can you find 10 minutes before the kids come home from school, or and 5 extra minutes in the shower, 20 minutes on your lunch hour, that kind of thing? Just find some time to enter the silence, to just be with self. What about your time in the car or on the T or public transportation? More often than not, lately at least, I drive in absolute silence. I used to use the time to be on the phone or to listen to audiobooks and that sort of thing, to, you know, get things done, be multitasking, but I threw that all aside and decided to take that pressure off of myself and use it as time to really be alone with my thoughts. It's been invaluable for me to do that. So if none of those ideas are appealing to you, what about making walking the dog a meditative experience, or, you know, being on the treadmill for a few minutes at the gym without the music blaring in your head? See what that's like for you, to just really be present to the experiences or to your thoughts. Can you take some kind of movement meditation class, like a Tai Chi class? I'm doing that right now. It's been about 5 weeks. And even though it's hard for me to pull myself away some weeks to get there, I'm always glad I did. The groundedness and stillness that I feel in the movement process is really powerful. If you can't figure out how to do this on your own, I mean, finding wholeness or achieving more balance can be tough. So then I recommend getting a coach or finding a counselor or other healing practitioner, and get in their chair or on their table for some energy work or hypnosis or whatever to help you move along on your healing path. Or maybe you need to have a reading done. There are lots of really intuitive folks out there who can help you. Native American sacred path card readings, like the ones I do, can be very instructive. They can help identify your assets, the areas of challenge that you're experiencing, and even help you plot a course of action, you know, prioritizing what's most important for you to be focusing on. If you don't have any time or resources for a coach or a reading, then get a partner or some friends together, or get a journal, or keep listening to these shows and other shows like this one. Pray, set intentions, trust. Be willing to do this work. If you do nothing else but be willing and trust, things will flow. The time will find its way to you. The questions will find their way to you. The answers will show up for you. You know, if it's physical challenges that you're dealing with more than anything else, some sort of illness or disease, still do the things I just recommended. Work on those mental, emotional, and spiritual wounds or areas for healing, but add in attention to your diet, food is medicine in so many ways. Look at your activity level. How much are you sleeping? What are your self-care habits in general? And know without apology and beyond a shadow of a doubt that you can impact your physical health by what you do. The cumulative effect of what you do every day determines your health over the long term. It's not all in the hands of your physician or pharmacy. You are more powerful than you know. So tap into that power, that wisdom of wellness that's there for you. You know, I mentioned the Healing Runes book in the second segment. I forgot to mention the authors. It's by Ralph Blum and Susan Lohan, not sure how to pronounce it, L-O-U-G-H-A-N. Fantastic book. One of the things it says when I pulled the wisdom rune is this. It has been said that wisdom is a map upon which to follow the journey of the spirit, a sacred text of understanding from which to learn about the care of the soul. It goes on to say, the ability to accept and grow from life's lessons is the beginning of wisdom. I really love those ideas. It's just, there are so many different ways that we can go within and get to know ourselves and get to appreciate ourselves and use that knowledge as a way to stand in the center of our lives to achieve balance. One of the things that I think is so interesting about that idea of balance, I used to think it was this place that you got to in your life. Oh, my life needs to be balanced. Everything needs to be kind of even and, you know, going along in this modulated way. And then I got a trainer, and she helped me work on balance big time. And, you know, she'd have me standing on one foot and bending over and picking up weights at the same time and throwing them over my head. And all the time while this was going on and I was balancing, I would be wiggling around and my muscles would be, you know, contracting and releasing and straining. And it wouldn't always be comfortable, let's put it that way. But what I realized is that's what balance really is. It's this idea of constant readjustment. You know, it's standing in the center, you know, being centered and grounded so that you have your balance, but then knowing how to adjust as different things get thrown at you. And when you can get there and operate from that, you'll be able to handle everything that comes your way. You'll be able to do your healing work. You'll be able to see what the benefits are for doing the work. You'll see what advances and expansions occur in your life as a result of that. Whether you get a meditation practice or not, or any of those things, but really contemplating mental, emotional, spiritual, physical levels and what healing is required for you based on where you are in your journey. This will really ready you for enrichment. It will help bring ideas forth into being and make way for abundance, give you energy for your growth. So that's what I have for your consideration tonight. Thank you so much for listening. I would love to hear from you and what your thoughts are, where you are in your healing journey, what you'd like to hear me talk about in future shows. So please email me at carolyn@blisshealingarts.com. You can also visit my website, blisshealingarts.com, or call me at 508-481-2547. The next show is Sunday, May 13th, 2012, Mother's Day at 7 p.m. Until then, I wish you moments of grace descending. Take good care.
Thank you for tuning into Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Please join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. when we unpack and examine the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways we're meant to serve and grow, while staying open to experiencing life fully. It's about recognizing and becoming the fullest expressions of who we are. It's about envisioning the lives we're meant to be living, and then joyfully living from that end. Yes, Boston and beyond. Until next time, get your bliss on. For more info, visit blisshealingarts.com.